obviously today you kind of announced the media law media. I'm not sure on which.
Yeah, it's just a working title, and I call it law media.
Okay,
it's so simple.
Great. So you launched it today. What are the building blocks thus far? Where are you?
I've done a lot of research about what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say that it's incremental rather than revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's needed is an attempt to aggregate what already exists, because so much is being done in Australia and elsewhere. Secondly, you need the funding, and you especially need, and I think it needs to be philanthropic at the start.
Mm-hmm.
I've explored the capital markets, and people who understand them tell me that I'm unlikely to get sufficient investment because there's unlikely to be a sufficiently quick return on that investment with a project like this. And that's okay, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of great things are done for the common good through philanthropic funding, at least to begin with. Thirdly, you need institutional cooperation. So I've approached several courts.
Sorry.
I've approached several potential funding bodies, and I've approached some universities, because one of the things which didn't come out of the panel discussion is that I think the universities are great sources, one, of knowledge about law.
Mm-hmm.
They contribute to the idea of open justice. Two, a lot of people in them can write and make audiovisual. Three, they contain all three disciplines that I need for this: journalism and media, law, and technology. A lot of the unis are terrific innovators in this space.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to universities as well, in the hope that they'll come and assist to get this going.
Can you see like a conversation-like kind of set up to that organisation?
Probably not based in one uni like the conversation. Mm-hmm. I think this has to sit separately, partly because it's going to have quite careful frameworks to ensure that the courts feel comfortable with it. It's going to need its own editorial discretions and freedoms,
mm-hmm.
to do commentary and analysis and all of that. But when it comes to hosting court proceedings or commission proceedings or tribunal proceedings, there would have to be direct relationships and a framework with those courts and tribunals and commissions where you accepted the kind of rules they'll put around this sort of thing in order for them to feel comfortable that the proper administration of justice will occur, notwithstanding this new form of coverage of what they do.
Yeah. It sounds great. It sounds like a really good project.
Thanks.
Thanks very much.
No worries.